The nation's leading human rights campaigner, Shami Chakrabarty, has been made an honorary professor of law at the University of Manchester. You'll know her from the telly, the radio. She's often on Question Time, Newsnight, all that sort of stuff. She is, in her full-time capacity, the director of the human rights campaign group Liberty. In February, she was judged to be one of the 100 most powerful women in the United Kingdom. That was by Woman's Hour on BBC Radio 4. I feel as if I ought to genuflect. Shami Chakrabarty, good morning.
Good morning. You might well giggle when you say that, because I'm one of the most powerful women in Britain. I think women need to get a bit more power, don't you?
Yeah, I'm not getting involved in that. Do I now have to call you Professor?
I don't think so. I think we can make a special exception for you, don't you? No, look, it's a massive honour. It's a great university, as you know, and a great law school in particular. So it's a massive honour, but really it's an opportunity to come to Manchester more often. We've got great historic links in the human rights movement and in Liberty with your city. So it's going to be a great opportunity to come up more often, but also, of course, to spend more time with the students.
I've heard you speak on a number of occasions. I actually introduced you at a Big Life dinner recently. You spend an awful lot of your time in that talking about your colleagues. Liberty is an organisation, it's not one woman.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm incredibly lucky. I mean, yes, it's great to come and speak to students in the north and all over the country. It's one of the best bits of my job, but I'm also really, really privileged to work with some fantastic young people at Liberty who, you know, have got first-class degrees from all the great law schools and universities in the country, but choose not to go out and make piles of money, choose to campaign for other people's rights and freedoms. And I have to tell you, it's a great tonic to work with people like that. Keeps you young.
But isn't working for Liberty, being part of Liberty, just standing on the sidelines and shouting? Or people, those people you talk about and yourself, ought you not to get into politics where the real power is and change things then?
Well, I mean, there is a little bit of shouting. And of course, I'm a Democrat, so I do believe in democratic politics. And we try to make friends with and engage with politicians across the democratic spectrum. I say the democratic spectrum. You can't really sell human rights to people on the real extremes. But we try to be cross-party, non-party organisation, engaging with people across democratic politics, because human rights are too precious to be trusted to any one party, and certainly to any one government. As to whether we ought to, you know, I or we should to go into politics, I think everybody has to know themselves and their temperament and the way that they can make their contribution. I always say to other women, you know, do as I say and not as I do. You know, you should go into politics, but I think I should stay, for the moment at least, where I am.
I like asking very immature questions. If you could change one thing, what would you change?
I think at the moment I would change this really quite toxic debate about foreign nationals and immigration and other people. You know, we all love our own human rights. It's kind of other people's we've got a problem with. And I think we just need to remember that in most of the world, we are the foreigners. We are the migrants. And if we retreat into this bunker of saying it's just me and mine, if you think about it, if everybody does that, then we're all going to be in trouble. So a bit of imagination and a bit of empathy, and let's remember that we're all somebody's kid, somebody's loved one, and it's a very shrinking planet that we live on. So this sort of little Englander kind of attitude, where everyone who came from abroad, whether they're a refugee or a migrant, is a problem. I think that's what I would like to change.
Shami Chakrabarty, congratulations and thank you for talking to us. Have a good day.